Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the Heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the light. It's time to make the
Welcome to Keeping It 99, the loudest podcast in the fucking world. Often imitated, never duplicated. We are here. My name is Eagle. I am joined by the one, the only Rover City Redbeard.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have two dose special guests in the house. The one, the only motherfucking Bob Clark. Bobby Clark. We've played a lot of songs that he sings on. He's in the house. And we're also joined by the greatest bass player in the fucking
Midwest. Bass player.
Legendary. Jesse Barrowcliff.
Barrowcliff.
It's true.
Creator of Barrowstock, which not a lot of people know about and shit. It was one of the biggest festivals in northeastern Ohio back in the day. And it was in Medina County.
Yeah. And we're also joined by the band Torch, which is they're our house band right now.
It's how awesome we are, right? That we got we'll just have Torch playing in the background.
We'll just have Torch playing in the background.
Hey, what are we
going to
use for background music today? We got any CDs? No, we're just going to use Torch, the live band? That's cool.
Well, you know, yeah, consider... Hey, let's do a podcast at Outpost the Blackout Cookout.
Yeah. The greatest show on earth.
We're here at the Outpost at the Blackout Cookout. Torch is doing their sound check. They were nice enough to say, hey, just let us play in the back for your show. And we said, sure. Sure, Torch.
You can do that.
Signed to Relapse Records, Torch.
Because you guys royalties? Are fans of us.
Yeah, do we have to pay them royalties to do this?
No, it's a favor that they're doing for us because they love our show. I'm almost positive they love our show. I can't say for certain that they've ever even listened to it.
They're on Relapse, really?
Yeah.
I haven't been keeping up.
Lawyer
Up. It's not a lawyer. It's not really like a band you would think that was on Relapse, though. Like, is that everything that I...
I don't know. Relapse, that's what kind of got me into the whole scene, really. Relapse has so many good bands.
Right?
I think it wasn't Bongzilla. Are they still... I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm sorry.
I do remember fucking a band called Damaged.
Yeah.
That trip tried to fucking slip some riffage from Damaged onto Master Hooker shit, and I was like, yeah, dude, I know what that song is. That's fucking Damaged. He'll admit to it. He better admit to it. He admits it to it to me.
Just to you, though.
Just to me.
He's like, I wrote that.
No, everybody.
They got that from me.
No, yeah, I was like, oh, cool, dude, you covered a Damaged song. He's like, oh, you know about them? I was like, oh, yeah, I do, actually. Fucking Relapse Records. Like, dude.
Yeah. If you're gonna rip off a riff, you might as well.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's run down the bands that you guys have been in. Jesse?
I remember I was in Trapped.
T-R-A-P-T.
Yes. T-R-A-P-T, but not that Trapped.
Not the other Trapped, which that's what we call them, the other Trapped.
The drummer came up with that name. It was between that and Cuntfister.
No.
Cuntfister was later in the thing. That was what it was going to get changed to because you guys wanted to, like, change the name or something.
Yeah, well...
Tony wanted it to be popular and, like catchy and... Something to people
fucking mascary.
And I'm like, Cuntfister is absolutely catchy. Like, no one's gonna forget that.
He was really into Cold Chamber and shit. So
it was.
Oh, yeah, that was a big thing, too.
Still is, too, I think.
But Bob was also entrapped.
Yeah.
Not at first.
That's where we met.
Because of
Grant.
Because Mick, Trapp's original singer, was awful.
Yeah, but he was a good guy.
He was one of your friends. Like, you went to high school together,
right? He kind of just did it because he was willing to do it. It was like, we need a singer. He can't sing, but he'll do it.
He's so. I drink a lot. I can do stuff.
Then when we started writing, it was like, okay, maybe we should get someone who can sing.
But then it went from Mick to Ian.
Ian, that's right. Yeah, Ian Dowling.
Oh, that's right.
Right, and Ian was a good dude.
Oh, that's right.
And
I've seen him with Ian.
But he was very...
I have a video on it.
He was like Jonathan Davis. Like, he wanted to be Jonathan Davis. Everything
was
like Korn.
Yeah,
and shit.
Which,
and,
yeah, a lot of...
that was a running theme, because I remember very specifically, I fucking... We can talk about the Grant story and how he made me, or whatever, if you want. But
I did.
Yeah. But
everybody knows it.
Yeah. But I remember fucking auditioning. Do you remember the audition for that fucking thing, Jess?
It was in the basement.
Remember when I auditioned for him?
It was in the basement, right?
No, it was.
That's right.
It was down in Tony's basement.
We actually did.
Tony's mom's
garage.
House.
What in the garage?
No, it was Tony's mom's house in the basement.
Oh, basement. Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Audition.
So here it is.
Yes.
I don't remember the other guy who's fucking auditioning, but I go there because me and Grant met.
Chat.
My mom's a bar, blah blah blah. But he was like, dude, you should, you know, because I was singing in my car to fucking Limp Bizkit's $3 Bill.
Y'all.
And, yeah, yeah. And for some reason, Grant
was
like, oh yeah. That sounds fucking cool. And how would you like? And then he's like, "Man, this band I know, I'm friends with, is auditioning for a singer. You should audition." So I was like, "Okay." And I went, and there's this other guy who's auditioning at the same time. I can't remember his fucking name.
Dude with long dark hair?
He might have been goth as fuck. I can't remember. But this dude comes in, right? And they're fucking practicing. I've never heard this man in my life, so I'm just, you know, soaking, kind of absorbing what they're fucking doing. So. They start playing, I'm like, okay, and I'm just coming up, you know, shit my head and whatever, and then, so they're like, okay, who wants to, you know, they played a song, I can't remember what the fuck it was, and they started playing songs, like, well, who wants to do whatever, this dude just sitting there with his fucking head down, looking at the floor, so I was like, I'll do it. If I grab a mic and they play and I audition, well, this and then so they're like,
it blew everybody's minds.
Yeah, I doubt it.
We never saw anything like, no, honestly, because everyone else that we didn't know what an actual vocalist did.
But I mean, all of them looked at me and was like, that guy, we want that dude.
Yeah, because the other guy, well, here's
are you guys hearing this?
What's going on with the sound check right now?
Hear that?
Is this true? Yeah. We should release this as a single.
He's Native American.
This is the new theme song for the show.
That's Native American shit.
I'm sampling the fuck out of this. I'm sampling the fuck
it's
out
totally
of this.
It's totally worth the battery.
Yeah.
We're just running through battery.
But
I'm saying that singer fucking, the next song, like I did what I did, and that was just, you know, freestyle, whatever, right? From what I heard, fucking, like, 10 minutes they played. So then the other guy's like, all right. They're like, all right, dude, you ready? And like, yeah. And he's like, you guys think you could play Blind by Korn? And I swear to fucking Christ, that's what the dude auditioned for. So I don't know. There's, like, a Jonathan Davis fucking theme running through
that. Well, they were real big.
But what year was that? 97?
Yeah, I mean, they
no.
98?
No.
I couldn't tell you the year.
I think it's 99.
Oh, I guess it would have been 99 because that was 21.
20, yeah, it was
21. Yeah. I was 20 going on 21 because I wasn't 21 yet when I was drinking in your mom's bar. Your mom was serving me. Still doesn't know to this day. She thinks I'm older than I am.
No, I fucking actually told her.
Did you tell her?
I finally told her. Yeah, because I was like...
There was a time that Bobby told me, like, don't ever tell my mom your real age. She said,
Right, dude. I was like, hey, you remember when Grant fucking used to come here and drink? I was like, dude, he's my age. You realize that, right? She just rolls her eyes like, oh, God.
He looks so much older. Because he's so handsome.
Yeah.
So, I love this.
This is...
So, to continue, so we did Trap for a little while, and then, we actually played a show with Ton. Ton, I remember seeing them being like, what the fuck is this? And that's actually kind of changed my whole outlook on local bands and stuff. Because we were like a new metal kind of band, and then I heard them and I was like, I want to do that.
That was open the whole time. That would have totally helped.
Professional podcasters podcasting. Professional.
Somebody else went through that door and wasn't kind enough to close it behind them when they re-entered the room.
I'm guessing it's Kenny fucking Royer.
Yeah, Kenny. Kenny's trashing it. He doesn't want you guys to get more downloads than his episode.
Yeah, he's
pretty
mad,
mindful
dude.
About that shit.
Oh, he's a hater.
Okay, so yeah, so you hook up with Dan and Orlando from the Resin Dogs.
Yes.
And then
and Scott
that's,
and Marty. And,
oh, it was fucking Scott.
Scott and Marty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Marty.
Man. I forget, yeah, Marty was like the fucking, the ladies man of
yeah.
the group.
He didn't belong. Like,
Scott
was
the
of,
dude.
Like, fat guys were like, oh, no, I'm wearing beards. And then, like, Marty would come in and he was ripped. And he looked like a model and, like, with his hair up. And he's like, all right, guys, let's play some death metal. And he was,
Marty was the
he
shit,
was so
dude.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that dude?
I
fucking
no
Marty, holy
with him on
shit,
Facebook.
Dude. Are you?
Yeah, he's really? Got like a hot wife and.
Of course he does. Yeah. He's Marty's hot.
Or girlfriend, I don't know.
Does he still work out?
Look, yeah. Of course, genetics. I don't know.
So okay, so and then Scott was the guitar player from the Resin Dogs who was real good, just never left his bedroom.
Yeah, he ate gyros and drank Steel Reserve every fucking night, dude. Like, I'm not even like exaggerating. Like every fucking night. It was he would get gyros and fucking Steel Reserve, a fucking sixer or whatever.
And he was just fucking like play computer games, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he was like that dude from South Park, fucking sitting in there.
But what was cool with
totally.
Resin Dogs is that Dan, Orlando, Marty, and Scott all lived in the same house.
Right.
So, that was like the practices thing. So I would just drive 45 minutes to get there and show up to practice and. 90% of the time, somebody wasn't ready or someone wasn't there, and I'd just be sitting in the basement, like waiting. And so then I think that's when Dan, he would pick up a guitar and start jamming with me in Orlando. And that's kind of, I think, how Synaptic started. Because he's like, look, we should just start another band and we can do this while we're waiting to do the Resin Dogs stuff. And Dan was like, but I can't do vocals and the guitar at the same time.
I mean, you can't do either one. You can't do either one individually.
Well,
you suck.
Well, even the guitar music. But
he had good ideas.
But what's cool is that he wrote in such a weird way. Like, there's time signatures and stuff, but when he wrote riffs, it didn't make any sense.
Because Dan?
Because he didn't have any kind of, like, he would play a riff, and it wouldn't be the same the second time. Because he didn't know what he was doing. So me and Orlando were like, this is awesome. It's like jazz. Because we never know what he's going to do.
It was awesome for Orlando because he never played the same shit twice anyway.
Yeah, that's true. And then so he was playing. So basically it was me and Orlando just jamming to what Dan was playing, which was, we don't know.
Yeah.
And then I obviously they were like, well, we need to get like a singer. And I'm like, I got a guy.
So well, yeah, because I don't remember if you remember, but a long time ago when Trap was breaking up, I was like, dude, I think you're awesome, and I want to, like, if we ever do anything else, I want you to be my bass player, or whatever.
I think, yeah.
So we had, like, this mutual fucking understanding.
Anytime we get in a project, if I'm in a project and we need a singer, I'm going to get Bob. If they need a bass player, he's going to get me, kind of thing.
Right. That's why he's kind of here today.
Yeah.
I've been actually begging for this.
Yeah. You guys have been in Fully Consumed, which was the very first badass band of the week on this podcast, very first band we ever played. On this show was Fully Consumed.
I didn't know.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, one of my favorite death metal bands. I mean, you can't just consider yourselves death metal. I mean, it's technical. What I mean, what would
kind of progressive?
Have you
like a prog metal?
I guess
prog death metal.
Have you ever thought of a genre to call it called
no,
Fully Consumed?
Nightmare.
We've had conversation about it. I think Jeff Scheffler, who's basically the mastermind behind the whole thing, is. I think he wanted to say it's more of an extreme technical metal.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole, we were like, extreme, everything's extreme nowadays. Like,
right.
Monster extreme.
Yeah, yeah.
And but it's kind of what it is. It's just, like an extreme sonic.
Well, I always seen it as progressive because
it
didn't, like, follow your old death metal. You know what I mean? It was, the only reason I call it prog in that way is because. Especially, yeah, those compound type and signatures and all that crazy
shit. Fast metal. That's what
we're
fast.
Yeah, extremely fucking fast.
Extremely
fast. Like, whatever, that's how Jeff wrote. He's like, he would take it, like, I have a measure, and he'd try to cram as much as he could into one measure, and then fucking make it crazy to where it's like, becomes a compound time signature, so where you can't just stop it
ton.
One fucking
time. I mean, listen to ton, and there's a lot of that going on, you know, so. The parts that he wrote, and so it was basically the parts that he wrote in ton were basically just all Fully Consumed, with a different twist on it. So, I don't know. Everyone says, I just say death metal.
How long did you guys do Fully?
Well, like from 2003 to 2015,
whenever.
15, yeah.
Boehner fucking jump ship.
Yeah, and I was gone for like a year.
Longer than what we ever did recording wise. Like, you wouldn't believe we were fucking around that long and only did two full lengths and a bunch of weird EPs and shit. But
is there shit that you guys wrote never recorded, or is there shit that you guys recorded never released?
No, none of us really finished.
Maybe
yeah.
the last few songs.
There's a lot of things that were in the works, and actually, there's a few,
what?
No, there's a few like there's some fully consumed riffs in the new Ton songs. They're coming out with new albums,
which
soon.
It's hard to say.
Which I'm actually doing guest vocals on the new Ton album with the guy from Internal Bleeding, the vocalist from that band.
Frank.
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah. like I couldn't think of it. I was blanking on his name. But yeah.
Frank, is that you?
But yeah, that I noticed there's some fully consumed riffs in the new Ton album.
Yeah, well, so. which it's not fully consumed. It was
it's
Jeff
it's
and Dan.
It's Shep,
yeah, it was Shep
and Dan
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
he was writing. He came in to fully consumed the last few years, and it was just like we were kind of starting. Hey, we have some riff ideas, starting to put stuff together, and that's when Boehner dropped the bomb on us that he was moving and. And we just kind of was but by the way, Ton started playing at the end of when Fully Consumed was still together, and then Ton got back together, so it was kind of at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeff and Dan were writing for Ton and Fully Consumed, and so then when Fully Consumed kind of dissipated, they were like, "Well, we don't want to waste these riffs. It's
right.
awesome." So they were able to put include them in Ton, which is great because I love putting in the new Ton CD. Like, I know that. And listen to Jeff playing the bass like way better than I would have done it. Because that guy at the beginning of the show, you said I'm one of the better bass players, but Shepler's just a fucking king. So.
Now you guys are back together again, performing.
Me and Bob.
Yeah.
Bob and I.
Bob
and me.
Thank
me,
you.
Just me
the
Bob.
Two of you.
Thank you for the grammar.
That's what it's been trapped synaptic fully for you two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Over the years, and now
you guys are joining along the forces of a band called Bastard Hooker with some of my best friends in the world.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Bob was. Bastard Hooker was a thing, and Bob was in it, and I heard it, and I said, I want to be in that band.
Yeah.
Because going back to our little pact, where he would say, I'll get you to play bass for whatever band I'm in. I'm like, well, I want to play bass in fucking Bastard Hooker. Holy shit.
Right.
He's like, nah, we got Kurt, right?
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, I can't
Kurt's,
touch.
It's Kurt's birthday today.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kurt.
My
love you, Kurt.
Other bass player that is fucking
the longest podcast.
Finally!
Hey, you had your.
I was waiting for you to come.
Oh, I just need to get.
He's like, oh, I just need to get a couple more minutes of fucking time on your show.
Kenny Royer joins the party.
Yeah, to get some water.
Hey,
oh
what's
my
up?
God.
Yeah, hey,
not
people
beer.
Out there.
Blackout Cookout 10 next year! Let's get it.
Yeah,
let's
Clutch! Clutch is headlining next
yeah.
year!
It's gonna be Clutch and me freestyling.
Alright.
Red Man and Wu-Tang.
You're listening.
Yeah,
well, hey, I just want to tell.
Well, I didn't know that either. I
just want to tell everyone in here and everyone out there that Jesse Barrowcliff is a great man, and I love him like he was my daughter.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for doing that right in front of your husband.
Hey, man, you can be his dad.
By the way, I was mimicking giving him a hand job.
While
yes,
he was saying
for
nice things.
Listening.
Imagine somebody getting a hand job, and that's
what
it kind of looked like. That's what it looked like.
But it's Wiener wasn't out. Phantom Wiener. Bastard Hooker. Anyways.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Bastard Hooker. And Kurt.
And happy birthday.
Yeah,
and,
happy birthday to Kurt.
Happy birthday,
and,
Kurt.
And he's super awesome, was what you were saying. And
oh,
he is, dude.
So
like,
good.
Like, because I... When the whole Caligo thing happened, when Caligo needed a bass player, and I had mentioned you...
Yeah, and I actually went to a Caligo show, and no offense to Caligo, but I stood there and watched the Caligo show, and I remember, because I was in the Army at the time, and I had this little notepad I carried around with her, and I wrote it, I go, don't join Caligo. I just wasn't into it, I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
And so I kind of... respectively declined.
Kurt was fucking I didn't know who the kid was. I'd never seen him play before, and he was like 17 I think at the time, and then when you see this kid fucking play, he's phenomenal, and he's got a great career now, and he's fucking still a great bass player.
Hell yeah,
he's a great dude too,
and he
man.
Makes awesome basslets.
I never had so much fun, like The only time I ever went on tour was with Cleo in 04, and Kurt made it so fucking fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're doing, you know, we're going, we're all going at heart. I was the oldest, but I'm still hanging out with these fucking, you know, 18-year-olds or whatever, maybe a couple 19, and I'm fucking,
what were you, a whopping 26 at the time?
Yeah, I was like the fucking dad of the band. But I remember Kurt made that show so fun. So much fucking fun. I loved it.
Tell the Canada story. You have time, how much better?
Yeah.
Best story ever.
What, the Canada story?
Why don't you sit right back and I may tell you a tale.
Oh yeah, we're on tour in 04. Gas is $4 fucking dollars a gallon.
Okay.
Do you remember?
And you're touring.
George Bush Jr. was fucking president. I remember that. And so yeah, we're touring. We did like 2.5-3 weeks, something like that. So we played Niagara Falls, New York, because they established like a base so they could headline shows in Niagara Falls with that connection through
STEM.
Yeah. So we're out on tour, and you know, we're going hard because it's only like a few weeks, so we're fucking, you know, going at it hard. So what happens is we get to Niagara Falls, New York, and usually what happens is we would, you know, we'd set up our unpack our shit, and the guys wanted to go to Canada to drink because the legal age is 19 up there.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they couldn't drink at the fucking bar, so they always went to the Canada side, but we'd always walk to the fucking Canada side. So for some reason, Dylan and them thought it was a great idea if they... This time we're going to drive the fucking van over. And I'm like, dude... I was like, you and Drew have dreadlocks. You're a bunch of fucking teenagers.
Teenage white kids, dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks. Trying to cross the border in Canada. I was like, dude, that's not a good idea. I was like, why now? Like, we always just walk. It's right, dude, it's literally right down the road from the fucking venue. It's like you go like a block down the road and you cross that bridge and you're in Canada. Right. So we always did that. And they wanted to fucking drive. I didn't know why at the time. But they were like, dude, you know, blah, blah. I was like, whatever, man. I was like, dude, they're going to search us. They're like, they're going to fucking pull us over. I'm telling you right now. They're like, we'll be fine. I was like, all right. Dylan was like, we're cleaning the van out. You know, make sure nothing's in there. So we go fucking. I'm like, all right, fine.
Illegal in there, just to.
Yeah, whatever. So we go. We get in the van. We start to drive over. We fucking get to the officers, and they of course wave us to the side. I'm like, fucking told you. I told you. I told you. So they're sitting there, dude. They take us in one by one. Like we're in this little area, and we're all lined up. There was all five of us, and what was his name? A roadie guy. I can't remember his fucking name. No. Remember?
Sharpie.
Thank you. So there's all five of us in Sharpie.
That was close.
And they have us lined up, and they're taking us up one by one into an interrogation room. Right? So we're all lined up. They take us one by one in the interrogation room, and every time someone comes out, they're like, Jesus Christ, man, that dude's an asshole. Like, I guess they're fucking sitting there like, screaming at him like, where's the weed,
we know this
and
that.
Yeah, we know what's going on, we know, dude. And like, where's the weed, and you know, blah blah blah. So everyone who comes out fucking sitting there like, you know, holy shit, you know, being on a down low, kind of like whispering to each other like, dude, fucking blah blah blah, blah. So if I'm the last one to go, and I'm the oldest, right? So I finally,
you're the kingpin.
Yeah, I get in there and fucking are like, the dude's really cool. Like, he sits down, he puts his fucking feet up on his desk, it was fucking pimp shit. And I'm like, this is what I've been hearing. Like, everyone's like, you know, saying they're yelling and screaming and asking where the weed is. And this guy's like, so you're here, you're the oldest of the group, eh? I was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, why, you know, what brings you to Canada? And I was like, well, these guys want to drink, you know, because your fucking limit's 19 here, you know. So we're bullshitting a little bit, and I'm like, this dude's cool, you know, being cool. Just, how long have you been doing music? Because I told him we had a show on the, you know, on the other side.
Yeah.
And he was like, awesome. And so we talked about music for a minute, and I'm like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? So the guy, I'm like, holy, you know, this is weird. I've been hearing horror stories from my band members.
It's like bad cop kicked the door in eventually.
Yeah. So and then he says one to me one time. He's like, so where's the weed, man? Like real calm, you know, not with his feet up on a desk. And I'm like, dude, we don't have no fucking weed. We're just, you know, these guys want to have some beers before we have to go play a show. He's like, oh, that's cool. That was it. And then he looks at me and he's like, yeah, man. He's like, I was kind of hard on your boys out there. He's like, I'm training this guy. So there's two guys in there, and the fucking one guy is being trained, so the guy was like a super dick and, like, you know.
Yeah, that
shit happened out there. Yeah, it was a training exercise that day.
Shit in their pants. Like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm saying, well, he still got fined because they did find the fucking bowl.
Oh, wow.
And they found...
Leave that part out the next time you tell
me. Yeah, and then they found a flapjack. But it wasn't even fucking sewn together. It was like an open thing. It was Dylan's dad's. It was nothing. He didn't even know it was in the van. It was like way down in the van.
You mean a slapjack?
No, or whatever the fucking those leather
things. The leather thing with the leg.
Yeah, the leg.
You got fines for slapjacks?
Yeah. So you had one of those, but it was wide open, no sewing. It was just a bunch of fucking tiny lead beads in an open pouch sitting in, and they charged us and fined us for that. But then I'm like, dude, I told you not to fucking come here and not drive, and this is why. You just got fined like $400, dude. And we're on tour. You don't have no money when you're on fucking tour.
Yeah, gas is $4. $4 a gallon.
$4 a gallon. So then I'm like, why the fuck did you want to do this so bad? And finally Dylan's like, well, dude, I was looking at the fucking gas price signs, and I looked and it said fucking 99 cents. I'm like, yeah, that's a fucking liter, you asshole. I was so fucking mad. And then I was really mad because I was like, dude, why didn't you say something ahead of time? I could have told you, oh, yeah, dude, don't you know we're the only country that doesn't use the metric system? You fucking retard. So we ended up fucking doing and which ended up costing like 4 cents more over in Canada or something than it was here. I was like, you dipshit. So I was like, I hope it's worth it. Like, you being ignorant about the metric system and blah, blah.
I just think it's funny they went out of their way. It's because it's
cheap. And can find all that money to save fucking like 4 or 5 cents a gallon on some fucking gas, and then end up paying $400.
Smart motherfucker, that's right. The metric system.
Isn't that the greatest story ever?
That's the best.
Dude, I was losing it when he told me that. So I'm glad that other people got
that. That was brilliant.
Anyway, so Bastard Hooker.
Well, Dylan, as you just spoke of, is he's playing drums. He's the drummer of Bastard Hooker. Yeah. So there's like that reunited and it feels so good sense there as well. Trip, our boy Trip, who
he was in a band.
He was that was fun. I was in a band with and Rich is in, was also in a band with me. Yep. And then when Trip started Bastard Hooker, crazy enough, bringing it back to the beginning of the podcast. They started Bastard Hooker, and I was like, I thought I was a shoo-in to be the singer. Guess who's not a good singer? Your boy. And I'll never forget where the day Trip goes, so I was thinking about getting Bobby Clark. I go, yeah, get Bobby Clark. Yeah, fucking now. Please do. I do not want to fuck your shit up. That's fine. I will wear t-shirts, sell merch. I don't give a shit. I'm in. Bastard Hooker, you guys are playing September 29th. Here soon?
Yeah.
Soon.
Very soon.
Holy shit!
It's been about...
What's 3 weeks?
12 years?
Something like that. Played. And you guys only played like a handful of shows, like, too.
No, right? Actually, like three. Two or three.
No, there was three.
Oh, my God!
Two or three. Like, yeah. Well, the whole thing with Bastard Hooker is a recording project. Because
right.
I was I just recently agreed to join Caligo. When they were like, hey... You were singing for Caligo, and I was like, yeah, fuck it. You know, why not? I didn't care, especially back then. I was like, I'll do anything. So they're like, yeah. And while I'm there, like, literally, I haven't done any recordings for Caligo or anything at the time. And then they were like, and then Dylan's like, hey, man, check this shit out, you know. And then he played some Bastard Hooker shit, the Trip did. And I was like, fucking, yeah, I like it, you know.
Right.
He's like, what do you think? I was like, I like it. You know, he's like, want to lay something down? Like, literally, right then and there. And
is that where the Lift the Sky demo came from?
Yeah.
That I'm playing right now on the show?
Yeah, exactly. So I like literally
can you
heard it that one time.
Thing next after that song, can you do the do 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 do?
Okay. You can do pretty much anything.
All right, watch. All right. Okay, go
so
ahead.
So anyway,
magic of broadcast.
Yeah. So I'm at the fucking studio at where, which was a closet where Cleo practiced in the basement, and Dylan, you know, was doing that shit, and he played me at Master Hooker, and I heard it, and I was like, yeah, I like it, and he's like, well, you want to lay some down? I was like, well, let me hear it a fucking couple of times, like, that was the first time I heard it, so he played it like two more times, you know, and I'm just like, okay, thinking of, you know, just ideas, and then what you heard is what you heard. I just kind of won it.
He killed it. I played it at my work last night in the kitchen for everybody. DJ'd that shit.
Were they all like, "What is this?"
Yeah, yeah. The one other one of my coworkers, Jake, he's coming to the show, and so he's because the party's opening up, and he went to the last time we booked the party up at Annabelle's. Became a huge fan. I was like, dude, you gotta hear this Bastard Hooker shit. Even though this shit's 13 years old, 14, 15 years, whatever the fuck, it's old. It doesn't sound old. Like, it doesn't, like, this shit could come out today, could come out in 10 years.
Yeah, it still holds up pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. I don't think people know exactly what to expect with Bastard Hooker. But,
we don't. I don't think we do either.
Yeah, that's part of the fun of it,
yeah,
right?
This is like Vegas. We're doing like a Vegas fucking thing. Like, we're just rolling the dice.
Which I'm part of that too, because I thought when Bob called me, he said, "Hey, Bastard Hooker, you in?" I'm like, "Yep." I said, "So when?" He goes, "I don't know, like a few months, maybe we'll start getting together." And
right.
Then I get I get added to a Facebook thing that says like birthday Hizzle, and I'm like, okay, I don't, what's going on? And then it says, all right, book the show for the 29th. And I'm like, that's in a month. So I'm like, and then it was like a few days later, Tripp posted the songs, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'll learn them. And listening to them and everything. So then Bob, he's like, maybe we should get together and, I don't know, practice. And everyone's like, "Man, we're busy. We can't." So at this point, I'm pretty sure we're not going to actually get together until the night of the show. But
yeah,
so, but those guys will be fine. I'll just be in the background, just like I always do. I'll fill in the gaps.
I think the practice will happen. I've spoken with Richie a few times.
That's gonna happen.
I mean, he's got a place. He's got a place. You guys can jam.
Yeah, he's got a full-on fucking studio down there.
Yeah.
Guitar shop.
I don't know. I just have a feeling that it's gonna be one of the best shows that I've seen in a long time. Like, you just have that gut feeling.
Well, that's the hope.
Here's what's super sweet is, like, you know, the party has become one of our favorite bands locally, and, you know, because they're heavy as balls, and the show is fucking great, right?
Fun.
So now you're finally getting paired with a band who's going to crush you.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys scared a band to get crushed by the party?
No. That's not gonna happen. Party's getting fucking crushed.
Which, by the way,
it's gonna happen.
Uh-oh.
I'm digging the party, man. Digging it. I didn't know who they were, because it's like we kind of like stopped, and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do anything anymore, and I just like went in my hole, and then I went on Facebook, I saw the party, I'm like, that's a really cool band name, and then I went and looked at like their logo, I'm like, that's the coolest logo ever, and then I saw their like promo pics, I'm like, those are the coolest pictures ever, and then they played a show, it was here, I don't know if it's the Psychroptic show, I can't remember, and then anyways, I got to see them play, and I'm like, this is the greatest band ever. I'm like, everything about this band.
Right?
So I'm very excited to play a show with you.
And you know that's Mike and Eric from Kill Franklin.
Kill Franklin from, you know, long time
ago. I did not know that.
Yeah, you remember Kill Franklin? Franklin?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Then it was Kill Franklin with Cliff. Cliff was singing.
Cliff, yeah.
And then Mike was the tall, lanky bass player.
Oh,
that was like,
shit.
And Mike was like the first one who would ever like throw his fucking guitar around his back and shit, dude.
So those are the same guys?
That's those dudes.
I am out of the loop. I apologize.
That's those guys. That's why they're so awesome.
And I also booked a band called Waste of White. They're out of Columbus. They're a young trio. They're a younger trio. Heavy as balls, man.
Yeah.
I know they. I know they played up at. They played the Outpost earlier this year, and I just started watching videos when I was trying to find an opening act, and I saw those kids. And I was like, you know what? I was like, let's see if they'll do it, and if they're fucking doing it. So it's gonna be a. It's a stacked fucking. It's a stacked lineup, man.
And it's Annabelle's. Any show at Annabelle's is fun. Yeah, right. I don't care. It's still my favorite place in the world to play. Bringing an outsider in is kind of funny. They're like, oh yeah. They're like, this is where you play, and I'm like, trust me.
Where's the stage?
Yeah.
So many times, where's the stage? I'm like, you're standing on it.
Right? Honestly, God, it's so fun, and you know, and it's not usually not a good night unless like a full glass of beer gets smashed onto the floor. Like,
and the people are falling on the glass.
Yes, oh, that's the best.
I've done that, dude. I've fallen on broken beer bottles at Annabelle's.
Great place to play.
What are you drinking there, bud? Dasani?
Dasani.
Yeah, not good, man.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
There's some
it's good.
No, there's no minerals in that water.
You don't need minerals in the fucking water.
No,
you
know, that's what you need water for.
No. You're like, you fucking get the shit with minerals and it tastes like goddamn well water. I can just fucking drink well water.
Yeah, but that's good for you.
No.
Dude.
No, give me hose water ran through a fucking reverse osmosis filter.
Filtered,
that's all I need.
Filter water sucks.
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not talking about taste.
It's about nutrition.
That's all I drink. Since like I was the age of 5, I drink water.
I don't care. You're wrong.
You're wrong!
It might taste fine,
you
but
are.
It's filtered and it filters out all the fucking minerals and all the good shit that's in water. That's why it's bad. That's why I drink spring water.
I think now is a good time for you guys to make up with a birthday present that Rob has given to you.
Oh, yeah. My birthday.
Yeah.
It's my birthday last year. I'm just now getting a present.
I had a birthday last year. That's crazy.
So this is my birthday.
It was a month ago.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, that was funny.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And, but it's even better because he's fat now because we got
fat body boy. It's fucking Garbage Pails, a pop fucking doll. And it's Clark Kent.
It's an action figure.
Here,
let me take a picture.
And it has a lot of fucking acne on his face. It's nice, though. I like it.
Bob Pose.
Anything with my name on it, I like it. Thank you, Grant.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You're still wrong about the
I love
water.
Fucking... Oh, you want my picture?
Yes, please.
It tastes good.
I got this new
the
portrait
water tastes
mode.
Good.
This portrait mode on the iPad.
Oh, I've been abusing the portrait
oh,
mode.
Oh, God.
I've been taking portraits of my
daughter.
Kids. And my daughter especially. the only cute kid out of the three. I've been taking a portrait, like doing the portrait thing and actually printing them out and framing them. Yeah, it's fucking dope.
Dude, I bought like a $500 camera. Because I wanted to like, you get these amazing pictures and stuff. And then I got it. Don't know how to fucking use it.
Right.
I have to know how to use it. And I'm like, what, I gotta take a college course to figure out this goddamn thing. So it's like in my basement next to my Oculus Rift that I don't fucking use. I don't know what to do. And then I get this phone and it's like, this is better than anything I've ever seen.
Ever.
Anyway, yeah. So iPhone, give me money. Apple, give me money.
No, I want to know, does anybody out there remember fucking the fuck tabs?
we were talking about this earlier before the show started. Fuck tabs. Jess is here. Do you remember
fuck tabs?
Remember
fuck tabs?
Look.
Okay,
let me see this.
Fuck tabs, 33.
Okay, guys would give girls these things back in the day, and there was like a thing that the girl would do, and she gave it back to you, that means she wanted to have
fuck
sex
you,
with you?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
Yeah,
pop
cans, beer cans, whatever. Yeah,
I had friends who seriously had fucking like jars of these fucking things because they were gonna get laid, dude. Like that was the.
Well, here's what I can't remember is, like, there's a little ring, but I think you had to like get the whole fucking hole out.
I've never heard of it either.
It's like trash.
Right.
But like, I'm gonna give this girl trash and she's gonna give me vagina.
Yeah, give it back after she fucking does something weird to it.
March of Dimes?
Fucking 90s, dude.
Yeah.
90s were weird.
I've never heard of that.
It was a thing.
Did you guys grow up in a cornfield, too? Because I've never heard of
that. Yeah.
After I graduated, I know there was a thing going on with, like, the jelly bracelets.
Bracelets, yeah.
About, like, different colors and that different shit. But
right.
I don't know what it
is. We all know what brown means, girls. Wow.
What, anal?
See,
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the air.
I grew up in Barberton where all you had to do was actually give them the can of beer and you're just like, here's a beer.
You know where Rittman is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No offense to anyone here from Rittman, but the one guy said, yeah, he said, it's easy to pick up chicks in Rittman. I just drive, get in my car, and I have a big raw slab of meat. I just slap it on the side of my car, and they come running. That guy can afford a steak. I want to suck his dick.
Man, this is like,
the longest podcast ever.
This is the longest sound check I've ever heard in my life.
No, I think...
Yeah, I've heard longer.
This is the radio, isn't it? It's the radio. It's not the band playing still.
That could be the radio. It could be the band.
I'm gonna go look.
It could be either. But no, I've heard some long sound checks in here, dude.
You're playing the entire set.
Watch their nice.
Oh,
watch Torch's set be only 30 minutes long. Watch it be like just a real short.
Yeah. They're like, well, maybe they don't like practice often, and they're like, hey, man, we got the stage for a few hours.
Yeah, I want to.
You guys
want to
work on
like,
some new material?
I think El Nino's sound check was like 2 hours.
Jesus.
Saliva's
really?
Same thing, 2-3 hours,
like,
shit like that. Yeah.
Like
Mushroom Head.
Like, click, boom.
Caligo's sound check was 4 hours, I think it was.
Well, I mean, I guess it makes sense if you're standing up there and you just want to jam. Well,
how long was Caligo sound?
Caligo. Oh, dude, that's why I was just coming out to fucking say.
Caligo sound check.
Jesus Christ.
Can we say that, get this out right now? And Dylan, if you're listening, just use the house sound at Annabelle. Just show up and play drums. That's your job. That's your only fucking role. I love you so much.
You don't have to be all fucking pro.
The sound only affects
as long as I'm checking my life.
It's a band called Bastard Hooker playing in a basement at Annabelle's, dude. Yeah.
You don't have to impress
so much professionalism and shit.
Yeah.
Set up and jam.
Just put it out there.
But yeah, Caligo's soundcheck was like 3.5 hours, right?
No, it was
4 hours? Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, I lost track. I didn't care. I was yelling. I was fucking heckling. And I'm like, come on, motherfucker, go! Let's do this! You're done! You're good! No. So I was even heckling my own fucking band. They're not soundcheck.
Which, can I real quick tell the story? We were talking about it earlier. About Fully Consumed and how we would pride ourselves on sound checks and getting ready and in between. Because in a metal band and stuff, it's like, you got 30 minutes, this can be blah, blah, blah. And most of the time, the band before us takes forever to get their shit off the stage. And I'm not going to single anyone out because it seemed like every drummer in the world takes their fucking so long.
Paul Clark.
Yeah, so and it's like, so we're just waiting there with all our gear, like, okay, the drummer's done, let's go. And we just run out and get all our shit, just fucking sound test and all stuff. And we're ready to go, and then we just wait, and then... Bob, where's Bob? Hello. And then we gotta wait like an extra 10 minutes for Bob.
No, what 10 minutes?
I had to tell that story live.
Bob, I mean, never being ready to go.
Yeah,
like they won't have.
Just so
they won't see Bob.
Just so the world knows what we had to put up with.
Yeah, I like the fashion and the late. Like, you know.
When was the last time, for both of you guys, when was the last time you guys played a show, whether together or like with somebody? I mean, I get, well, other aside from the Caligo reunion show.
Yeah, it was, we played our last show together.
Yeah, and it,
before that. Yeah.
I think it was at Annabelle's, wasn't it? The Akron Death Fest.
No, I think we did one more after that.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen,
No. Well. I have a terrible memory, but I'm pretty sure it was Akron Death Fest.
Matt put it together.
It might have did one more after
maybe
that.
Maybe Grant can confirm.
I can't remember.
Was that at Annabelle? That was at Annabelle.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What's that?
Our last show was at Akron Death Fest.
Was it?
Because I kept a shirt. Because they were all largest, so I kept a medium, so I can't wear it. But I have it. And that was it. And it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I cried a little.
That was it.
Are you so you guys excited to go back to Annabelle's? You guys excited to be jamming together again?
Yeah. I mean, I am.
No. No, absolutely.
It's all in the tone.
First of all, only because. Wrap it up.
Soon.
Okay. All right.
Give me like 2 minutes.
I love all you motherfuckers, and
hey,
I love all these guys doing this.
You don't have to try to be a dick.
Yeah, later, Hitler. See you fucking later.
Jesus.
I love you.
I'm just saying, I mean...
Kenny
Rogers, right here!
We get it. This is your fucking show.
Hey, I'm telling all you motherfuckers right now, come watch Bastard Hooker. What day is it?
29th.
September 29th. Annabelle's.
Annabelle's. I'll be there. And I'm like, and it's free. I'm going to dress up like a man for once and get Bobby on
It's free, right?
Yeah.
You?
It's
a
free show. No.
That's the only reason I play shows.
I'll be there.
Sweet.
Fuck yeah.
Yes, I'm super
Smoke
excited.
Weed.
Yeah. That was, love that fucking dare.
Anyways, we're super excited to play with Bastard Hooker and, of course, to play with my boy Bob.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's why I called him, because he's the only one I can see fitting
and I
can
him
filling
hand
any shoes.
I definitely...
Under the skirt.
I definitely want to get you guys back on the show again sometime when there's not... torch playing in the background.
Yeah, and whenever we start doing shit a lot.
Yes, because you guys should.
Wait, who?
You.
No.
Yeah.
Bastard Hooker? You didn't tell me that. You said it was one show.
Nope. It's forever, motherfucker! Welcome to the family!
What did I sign up for? I'm kidding.
Yeah. So, whenever, man. I mean, I'm excited. I haven't done anything in a long time. Everyone's been asking me, when are you doing anything? You do anything? I'm like, nope.
Well, now you are.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. We're going to wrap this up because, we're at the Blackout Cookout. There's shit going on.
Meet the green room.
We got meat to eat and alcohol to drink. Until next time, my name's Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
Jesse!
Mom, I'm Bastard Hooker, man.
We'll definitely get you guys on again sometime. Thanks so much for doing this. It was
awesome.
Thank
you. Later, guys. Thanks.
A Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.